Alphabet Soup. Hi, it's me, Annie. I'm back with a new podcast for you. This time, I'm going to spell the word and then give you a clue to help you guess the correct answer. But first, I have a question. How well do you know the ABCs in English? You'll need to know the alphabet for these six riddles. Here's your first clue. The riddles are all about animals. Are you ready? Have you got a pencil and a piece of paper? Okay, let's do it. Number one. There are three letters in this word. Let me spell it. C-A-T. I'll spell it again. C-A-T. Now here's the clue. This animal has very good eyes. It can even see in the dark. It has very good ears, too. It can move its ears and hear things all around it without turning its head. What is it? That's right. It's a cat. Well done. Number two. There are five letters in this word. I'll spell it. T-I-G-E-R. I'll spell it again. T-I-G-E-R. This animal has orange and black stripes and lives in Russia, India, and China. Do you know what it is? That's right. It's a tiger. Very good. Number three. There are six letters in this word. Are you ready? R-A-B-B-I-T. I'll spell it again. R-A-B-B-I-T. Should I spell it again? R-A-B-B-I-T. This animal can see all around without turning its head, and it loves carrots. What is it? That's right. It's a rabbit. Your English is very good. Bravo. Number four. This time there are eight letters in this word. Are you ready? Here we go. E-L-E-P-H-A-N-T. I'll spell it again. E-L-E-P-H-A-N-T. This animal is big and gray. It has very big ears, and it lives in Africa and Asia. Do you know what it is? That's right. It's an elephant. Very good. Number five. There are six letters in this word. Are you ready? S-P-I-D-E-R. I'll spell it again. S-P-I-D-E-R. This animal is small and lives indoors and outdoors. It can be black, brown, or gray, and it has eight legs. What is it? That's right. It's a spider. Well done. Number six. This is the last riddle for this podcast. There are three letters in this word. O-W-L. I'll spell it again. O-W-L. This animal has very good ears. It can fly, and it's active at night, So that means it can see in the dark. Do you know what it is? That's right. It's an owl. Very good. That's it for now. Goodbye. You can listen to more podcasts at auntannie.ch/podcasts. By the way, Annie can visit you in your classroom. For more information, contact her at info@auntannie.ch.